The two key finance committees at the State House, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee, have spent a lot of time during the first half of the session examining different aspects of a publicly financed healthcare system. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the head of the Ways and Means Committee. She says her panel is trying to understand all of the various elements of the current financing system. She also wants to know how much tax money is being used to support state health care programs. She says this review hasn't been easy.
The one that really has hit my committee this year is how complicated it is, and that just understanding how the system works now and understanding how a shift in that system would lead to greater fairness is a very, very complicated undertaking.
Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee. He's made this issue a top priority for his panel since January.
Is 2015 an aggressive timeline to adopt a financing plan? It is an aggressive timeline, but I become more worried about a never-ending conversation about health care reform, because not only will the public start to lose faith, the legislators themselves will begin to lose faith. So we need to start pulling some levers here or moving in a different direction.
And Ash says his concerns about the timing and a possible alternative plan don't undermine his commitment to a publicly financed system.
Every time I say something like that, you know, advocates on both sides become very worried. They think, oh, there's an abandonment of the principles of Act 48, and there's no such abandonment. But we have to make progress, otherwise we live in this limbo state forever.
The Shulman administration says it will release a menu of financing options for lawmakers to consider sometime in the next few weeks. But it doesn't expect any action will be taken on a final funding plan until next year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.